your immune system.
Tulsi?
Tulsi, yes.
How do you spell that? Do you know?
It's T-U-L-S-I. So we use the herb, the leaves.
All right, this is going to go into filtered water, but be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. In the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul.
Yeah.
So I'm here with beloved superstar. Hi, how are you?
Great. Hi.
Oh, you are a special person. There's no doubt. We met at an African peace summit. And you mentioned water to me.
Yes.
And I don't know how much about we're going to tell about the water, because this is your special thing. You can say whatever you like, but
Yes. Then,
you know, you're sharing it with everyone in the world, which is good. But, you know, you have the coolest place I've ever seen.
Thank you. I like it.
So, well, good, because you live here. So tell me about you.
Okay, I'll tell you about me and how I got so passionate about water. First of all, so here we have water.
Okay.
Thank you, I love you. So the first step for the water is to erase the memory, because water can be programmed and it has memory. So we want the water that has come through the tap to be, in a sense, with no heavy stuff. And when I'm talking about heavy stuff, I'm not only talking about chemicals, but also, you see, the water goes through the pipes. But before that, I mean, if there is earth, soil, and whatever has taken place there, let's see that there was a battle and bloodshed, then yes, the frequency of everything that happened there, the water, get, you know, it goes into the water.
It feels those vibes.
Yes, it feels those vibes.
It's unproven by Dr. Emoto.
Exactly. So what we want is, we want water that has no memory, so we can start from scratch, right? So we don't have to take on the energies or the low frequencies of somebody else or something else. So how we do it? We do it through a process that's called sacred geometry. It is the way that I do it with crystals. I work with crystals, and it is the way that the crystals are formed, the shape that it forms. So when the water or the liquid goes through that, it erases the memory, and it also it dissolves the fluoride, chlorine, and other toxins in the water. And it adds the natural minerals. So now this water is life. It's life. And that's what we want. We want life water. So it goes into the cells of the body. And the molecules of the life water are smaller. So it's easier for us to, for the body to assimilate it. So we don't have to drink as much. And also gives us natural energy, because it has the minerals, and it gives us all those things that fresh water gives us. You see, when it goes through the river, in those fresh, and it is smashing against the rocks, and it is bringing all those minerals. We want all that. We want all that pure, clean water. Is the most important thing for us. I read online that the next currency is not money, but it is water, because water we cannot live without. I won't talk about the rest, however, water is very important. We are mostly water, so the best water that we drink, the better we will feel. With this water, we gain clarity, because you see, the fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, which causes mental imbalances. We need those the gland to secrete whatever we need, the brain, for the brain to be balanced. So it brings clarity, we feel more at ease, more at peace, it brings natural energy, we feel lighter, a better digestion, and in a sense, it brings light into the cells of the body.
So, yeah, yay! This is all good. I'm going on the clear water later. Pete Seeger's vessel that he helped to clean the Hudson River with, and his community. I'm part of the Clearwater, Friends of Clearwater. And he wrote a song, and we've been using it for since we helped create the International Day of Water. My buddy Phil Sowers did it. It's called Water Not Weapons. So your comments are so right on with the reality of water. Let me ask you two last questions, and we'll talk to you again because you have too many wonderful things not to share. So let me ask you, what is peace for you? What does peace mean to you?
Peace. What does it mean? If I think of the meaning of peace, like nothing comes up to mind. However, when I explore the feeling of peace within myself, I'll tell you what it is. For me, peace is the way I feel right now. It can only be peace now, because you know there's no past, present, or future, and I am at peace now. This is peace for me.
Say your name, and what does love mean to you?
My name is Beloved Superstar. Love. Love is the greatest. I sound like, you know, like in the movies, it's the greatest frequency of all. Love is the greatest. Love is the answer. Love is the message. Love is who we are. Love. Love is I am. Peace is I am. We try to find all these labels, and then we get caught up in the meaning, and then we are unable to experience it. And love is the experience of fullness of life, the experience of expansion, the experience of lightness, the experience of being. Being who I am, being who you are. Accepting. Exactly as it is. And finding the lovely feeling within.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.